Chapter 5, The Wilkes Family.
The morning the king learned about Peter Wilkes, he made the duke and me get on a steamboat with him. We left Jim a few miles up the river. He was supposed to wait for a few days until our return. We got to the village where Peter Wilkes died the night before. We got off the steamboat, and some men came to meet us. It was clear they knew someone was coming. The king made them think he was Harvey, and the duke was William. He also made them believe I was their servant. They all believed him because he spoke like an Englishman, and we all wore new clothes. One of the men said,
"We're very sorry you didn't arrive in time to see your brother Peter. He died last night."
When they heard these words, the king and the duke started to cry. This made everyone else cry. Then the man took us to the Wilkes' house. Three girls stood at the door. The oldest said,
"We're Uncle George's daughters. Our father and mother died last year, so we live here now."
The king already knew all about them, so he said,
"Oh, you must be Mary Jane."
"Yes, and these are my sisters, Susan and Joanna,"
answered Mary Jane. The three girls hugged the king and the duke. All of them cried together, and so did the townspeople. Then the king lifted his head and saw Uncle Peter's coffin in the corner of the room. He took the duke's arm, and they slowly walked over to the coffin. They both had tears in their eyes. I felt bad to see how the king and duke made everyone believe they were Harvey and William, but I also thought how dangerous it might be for me to tell everyone everything. The king stood up and said,
"Thank you all for coming here. We want all of Peter's good friends and family to have dinner with us this evening."
Mary Jane gave the king a letter and said,
"Uncle Peter wrote this before he died. He wanted you to have it."
Still with tears in his eyes, the king took the letter and read it in front of everyone. Then he said,
"Oh, my brother was such a good man. You all heard he left $6,000 for William and me. You also heard that he hid the money in the basement."
Nobody said anything. Then the king said,
"Uncle William and I must go down to the basement and get the money. We want everything to be out in the open."
So the king, the duke, and I went downstairs to the basement. We found the $6,000 in a bag. The king said,
"I have a good idea. Let's go back upstairs and give this money to the girls in front of everyone."
"Yes, then we are sure to make them think we're Harvey and William,"
answered the duke.
"We can find a way to get the money back later,"
added the duke. So we all went upstairs again, and the king counted the money in front of everyone and gave it to the girls. This made everyone cry again. Mary Jane was quiet. Then she walked up to the king and said,
"Uncle Harvey, I want you to take this money back and spend it in any way you like."
She smiled and gave the king the bag of money.